USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
They're trying to remove President Trump's name from the ballot, and they can't prove their case.
That's White House counsel Pat Cipollone at day one of the Senate impeachment trial against President Trump. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell changing the proposed rules for the trial, saying he'll now offer 3 days rather than two for opening arguments from each side. Democrats are still pressing for documents and witnesses. They're getting no guarantee that's going to happen. Here's Democratic Senator and presidential hopeful Amy Klobuchar.
I don't know how they can deny all witnesses, and let's see what they do after a few days of this. But I think that the House managers made a very effective case.
The trial resumes at 1 p.m. Eastern today. This is USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
President Trump wrapping up a visit to the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, holding a news conference hours ago.
Davos has treated us really beautifully. It's been a tremendous success. Everyone's talking about America's unprecedented economic success. It's really the talk of the town, so to speak.
President Trump's reportedly considering expanding his travel ban to include several more nations. The list not final, but said to include Belarus, Myanmar, Nigeria, Sudan, and Tanzania. The proposal wouldn't necessarily ban travel for residents of those nations, but would put in place tougher immigration restrictions on them. New York Yankees legend Derek Jeter heading to Cooperstown and the Baseball Hall of Fame. The current Miami Marlins CEO played in New York for 20 years, beginning in 1995. He was voted to the Hall, falling one vote shy of becoming only the second ever unanimous selection. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
There are reports that Jeff Bezos' phone was hacked in 2018 after receiving a message from the personal account of the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. The Guardian reports the encrypted message from Mohammed bin Salman over WhatsApp likely included a malicious file that infiltrated the phone of the world's richest man. The findings, the results of a forensics analysis, Bezos and bin Salman had a seemingly friendly chat when on May 1st, the unsolicited file was sent, large amounts of data stolen from Bezos' phone number within hours. Boeing expects federal regulators are not going to approve putting the 737 MAX fleet back in the air until June or July at the earliest. It's another delay to returning the fleet to service after it was grounded last year following two deadly crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. Boeing announcing plans to temporarily halt production of the plane now. That announcement came in December. And singer Taylor Swift is revealing that her mother has a brain tumor. The pop star is saying in an interview with Variety that doctors found the tumor as her mother was going through chemotherapy after her cancer returned for a second time. And Swift says she's extremely close with her mom, and it has been very difficult to watch her go through the treatment. But now with the brain tumor, Swift says her mother's symptoms are like nothing she's experienced before. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.